Here is a simple reality of the war in Afghanistan. U.S. and international troops will be leaving. By this time next year, there will be only half as many American forces as there are today. Those that remain will be mostly trainers, along with some special forces, and these forces cannot be everywhere, which has huge implications for the place we're about to visit. It's Panjwe District, outside the southern city of Kandahar, the birthplace of the Taliban. It's one of the most dangerous areas in Afghanistan. NPR's Tom Bowman just visited Panjwe and brings us this glimpse of what the future could hold there.
The Afghan farmer is finally fed up with the Taliban. His name is Abdullah Razik. He's slight, with a trim beard and a dark green shirt that falls below his knees. The Taliban plant roadside bombs in his field, he says, and shoot near his house. Then, not long ago, something worse happened.
Did you see this? My friend also, he lost, you know, his hand.
Lost his hand?
Yeah. Because of the Taliban IDs.
When did that happen?
Four months ago.
His friend Ahmed stands next to him and pulls up a dingy white sleeve to reveal a smooth and rounded stump. Now Abdullah is among a dozen villagers here outside Kandahar City who patrol with an armed neighborhood watch called the Afghan Local Police. It's the first line of defense against the Taliban. But Abdullah says his group doesn't get any support from the Afghan military, who are supposed to be his partners.
They're just working over here to get paid. They don't care about our people.
That lack of cooperation is a problem, because when the Americans leave here in November, the Afghan security forces will have to find a way to work together, especially with those who live around here. And if they don't, the Taliban will continue to infiltrate the villages and mount attacks on Kandahar, the country's second largest city. After visiting Abdullah and the other police, Captain Daniel Mitchell leads a patrol back to the nearby American base.
Yeah, there's some definite friction between the different pillars.
So what does that mean for the future if they can't work together?
Good question.
It's a question very much on the mind of the officer whose job it is to train the Afghan National Army, Lieutenant Colonel Gary King.
From my perspective, the biggest thing from being an ANA advisor is the fact that ANA totally distrust the ALP. Totally distrust them. You know, they're just a bunch of thugs.
Colonel King works out of an unpainted plywood building here. It's the nicest part of the small American base. And he's frustrated. The Afghan forces don't cooperate. They don't have the best officers. Their top general doesn't visit often enough. Supplies are hard to come by.
This is the most lethal area. This is the main effort area. But the ANA don't treat it that way. I'm not the only guy saying this. They've given us the least competent Kandak leader here to hold the most lethal kinetic area in all of Kandahar.
Colonel King says the Kandak, which is Pashto for battalion, has been in the fight in Panjwe for nearly 6 years, and they need to be switched out. The Americans suspect some Afghan soldiers at remote outposts are making truces with the Taliban. You don't shoot me, I won't shoot you. The colonel worries what's going to happen here.
There's a chance, though, if they don't get anything, it's going to be Escape from New York, you know, the Kurt Russell movie.
You might remember Escape from New York, the 1982 action movie about a futuristic New York City with savage gangs roaming its streets.
New York, 1997. The entire city is a walled maximum security prison. The bridges are mined. The rivers are patrolled. And the United States Police Force has everything under control, they think.
That movie analogy makes sense in Panjwe, this key troubled district near Kandahar.
There's just bad guys in there, but as long as they kind of stay in there, then things won't be too bad.
Because in the areas where the Americans have left, insurgents have moved in, targeting the Afghans who remain. Helicopters beat overhead to protect American soldiers on patrol, heading to the Afghan local police checkpoint. The Americans and Afghans have set up a long line of checkpoints trying to hold back the Taliban tide. And if the worst happens, Abdullah Razik, the ALP policeman who has withstood Taliban threats and gunfire, says he will flee the area where he was born and raised.
This is my own opinion. I will be beheaded after, you know, American leave over here.
The Taliban haven't swept through this area just yet. at the Afghan Army Battalion headquarters, separated from the American base by a line of concrete walls and razor wire, troops are interrogating two suspected Taliban fighters. Spread out on a blanket are the contents of their pockets, cell phones and ID cards, and a thatch of wires police say would be used as triggers on a roadside bomb.
But this is a remote control?
Wires and stuff.
The stash includes a piece of paper with scribbled lines and crude drawings on both sides of what looks like wires connected to batteries. A translator says they're bomb-making instructions.
Here we have the IDs. This is the structure of ID, how to make an ID.
One of the suspected insurgents has a small welt on his forehead and a crease of dried blood that runs down his nose. I ask him if he is a Taliban.
So he doesn't accept, you know, he's a Taliban. He says, no, I'm a mullah.
Why did he have instructions about how to make a roadside bomb?
He says he was, you know, passing here, there, you know, somebody put in my pocket. I don't know what's that.
The Afghan commander stands nearby. He doesn't join in the laughter. He knows this is serious business, that more Taliban will be coming. Can he handle all this when the Americans leave?
We are Afghan. I'm a soldier of this country. I got to stand, you know, against them and defend our family, our country. So whatever cost me, even my life, but I will stand.
What's still uncertain, though, is whether the Afghans will all stand together. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Kandahar Province, Afghanistan.
And to see photos from Panjwai District, visit npr.org.